Now, a gym billboard poster warning fat people that aliens will take them first has been slammed for being offensive, according to an anti-bullying charity. The 20-foot-high advert in Derbyshire promotes the Fit for Less gym and shows aliens beaming up a person into their spaceship alongside the words, "They'll take the fat ones first." Leisure bosses said the billboard was intended to be light-hearted and humorous, but it has caused outrage with a local charity. So what do you think? Let us know. 81771, the text number. Harmless tongue-in-cheek marketing or downright bullying? Well, the chief executive of the gym's parent company, Energy Group, Jan Spatatica, was with us this morning. We also have Emma Wolfe, the commentator, and the size acceptance campaigner, Catherine Tereski. First of all, to you, Jan. Jan, give us the thinking behind this billboard. Do you think it's clever?
Well, I don't know about clever, but what I would say is it's certainly been a very successful campaign for us. We've run this campaign across our 90 clubs across the UK, and Energy is a market leader because it thinks innovatively. As I said when I spoke to your researcher, we didn't mean to cause any offence, certainly, and we do care about the relationships that we build in the communities we serve. We also believe, however, that if we're going to reach more people as a sector, then we need to stop taking ourselves so seriously and realise that if we want to attract normal people, then we need to be willing to poke fun at ourselves, and our irreverent messaging is designed to do exactly that.
You really thought that you weren't going to offend anybody by suggesting that aliens would pick the fat ones first?
What I would say is I'm a 45-year-old man who's 17 and a half stone. I'm not a thin person. In fact, I'm in this business because I care passionately about our mission to get more people more active more often. And if we don't get people active, then not only are we going to have an obesity epidemic of proportions that we've never seen before, but we're going to see a national health service in crisis. And this is a serious problem. Now, if we can engage with people with a little bit of humour, and I believe it was on the Right Stuff on TV yesterday when they also featured our advert, there's research been done that shows that humour does get people to react. And so do we, from time to time, cause some controversy? Yes, I'm sure we do. But I think as all of the polls, and I believe there have been many this week, have shown that when each of the newspapers and each of the TV shows have polled their readers and viewers, over 80% find the advertisement to be harmless fun and engaging, and it's a much smaller proportion that seems to be offended.
Catherine, what do you think? Are you offended by it?
Absolutely. Of course I am. It's absolute rubbish. Your owner there knows exactly what he's doing. There was a duplicate campaign in 2008 in San Francisco, which resulted in the equality laws being changed in San Francisco to prevent this kind of absolute nonsense of pillorying fat people or larger people because of their body size. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it causes further bullying further down the line. As far as I'm concerned, the reason I talk about this stuff and the reason I carry on all this way is because it filters down into the playground. It means that the average fat child gets bullied, and that is absolutely unacceptable. And this guy knows exactly what he's doing. I mean, it results in the change in the law in San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco is particularly, is keen on equality laws, and they created a law that said you cannot discriminate against a larger person in San Francisco directly because of this campaign. Well, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Hold on, Catherine. Let Jan come back to that, because you say he knows exactly what he's doing. He's already told us he's 17 stone himself, and he finds it quite amusing. Go ahead, Jan.
I'll say to you quite simply, you're talking about discrimination. Discrimination would suggest that we're in any way preventing people of a larger size to use our facilities. Quite the contrary.
That's exactly what you're doing. Who would want to come to your gym?
Can I finish my point?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Jan. Finish your point. I'll bring you back in, Catherine.
Thank you.
At least 40% of our users have never used the club before. Energy is famous for attracting people that have never used gyms, people that are out of shape and haven't been involved in an exercise program since PE because they feel alienated and because they feel that they can't participate. Energy is a consumer-based fitness brand that has passionate owners that run our clubs in the communities that they love and they live in. And I'm proud of the fact that we've got 113,000 members who are testimony to the fact that we are a fitness club that reaches out.
Isn't the reality, though, that you're laughing at fat people even before they cross onto your premises there? So why would they do it? Because you're having a laugh at them already, even before you sign them up.
If you actually speak to our customers who are using our clubs on a daily basis, who are of all sorts of shapes and sizes, you'll actually find that they find it to be what it is, which is a tongue-in-cheek advertisement that's meant to get a reaction. And the reaction that we've seen over the last 24 hours across 15 journals and 3 TV shows, it seems to be doing its job.
Catherine?
Rubbish, as far as I'm concerned. That I'm in the gym 2 or 3 times a week. There isn't another fat person for miles. I mean, what you consider to be fat is maybe not what I consider to be fat, but when you're a larger
18 stone, 20 stone.
Hold on, Jan, hold on. Let Catherine have her say and I'll bring you back.
You know that this is a hostile environment. The fitness industry per se is a hostile environment for larger people. I'm continually bothered at the gym by gym instructors who come up to me and say, do you think you should be here? Have you seen the doctor before you come here? Because you're so worried about your insurance. You know that the fitness industry cannot cater to larger people. We don't even fit on the machines. Your classes are not designed for us. We are basically excluded simply because of your structure. So to say you're putting a poster up like that. Also, if you put a poster up with any other word but fat on it, you know it will be taken down. If you substituted that for old, for any kind of religion, for any kind of other word you can think of, the only people that you can put a poster up of that type is the fat people, and you think that's okay to promote your club because you know what it did in San Francisco. So you think it's going to cause the same Ferrari, and you've been highly successful as a campaign all over the radio, all over the TV. Well done you, but I think it's a disgraceful and disgusting way to do your marketing.
Okay, Jan? Yes, you can.
You've been painted with a very unfair picture. Energy has 3 brands, Fit for Less, Energy Fitness Clubs, and Energy Fitness for Women. In our Energy Fitness for Women brand, our average age is 76. The average size of our women is size 18. Each of them comes to our Energy Fitness for Women club because they feel comfortable there, because they don't feel intimidated. And for you to say that you use a club where there isn't a fat person in sight, well, you're not using one of our clubs, I can tell you.
Let me give you this scenario, Jan. How do you think a child, say an overweight child, feels whenever they look at that billboard? Perhaps they're getting bullied at school because of their weight and they see that billboard where you're poking fun at people who are overweight. How do you think they feel?
I tried that with my son this morning. I have 5 children. Dakota, who's 14, has got a weight problem the same as I. I've had to battle with my weight all of my life. I've been up to 22 stone. Dakota at 14 is overweight. He had a look at the post last night, and my child is an intelligent young boy, and he thought it was very funny, and it got his friends talking. And he's not in any way offended, and I'm very, very aware that some people have been, but I have to say that 80% of the people that seem to be polled seem to be saying they're not, and we surely have to listen to those people too.
Okay, let me hear from Emma Wolf. Emma, what do you make of it?
Firstly, I mean, what fantastic publicity. Someone's been very, very clever. And Jan will certainly be getting his Christmas bonus this year, I should think. Look, it's harmless fun. I'll tell you something, Catherine. Aliens don't actually exist either. This is just playing on the fact that getting fit is a struggle for lots of us. You know, it's not fun getting in there, getting sweaty, having to try and lose weight. It's a light-hearted approach. And I think it's quite refreshing. Because I think for years and years, gyms have sort of shown pictures of impossibly athletic, slim, toned, muscled bodies. You know, why not? Why not make a joke of it? I think it's a heck of a lot more interesting than showing a picture of a supermodel in a bikini.
So
I think that is off-putting.
So you think it's okay to poke fun at people who are overweight and struggling with their size?
I don't think that's what it's doing. If you'd shown a picture of a very obese person and said something offensive about them, that would be one thing. The poster shows an alien, a green alien, smiling and coming down to Earth. That's not real.
Catherine?
Thank you.
Absolute nonsense yet again. I mean, I know you're trying to take the soft approach and say it's all very nice and cosy, but as I said before, just put another word in there. You know, when they're coming, they're going to take all the Muslims first. When they're coming, they're going to take all the old folk first. Whichever phrase you put in there, apart from the word fat, it becomes offensive. So why is the word fat not offensive? It's because you know us as a group. You can laugh at us all you like and nothing will happen.
Another group in there,
and you find yourself in serious trouble. You find yourself breaking the law. And so why should fat people be the one thing? And we're talking about a visual prejudice. We're talking about the way someone looks, not their behaviour, not what they've done in their life, not what they've achieved or not achieved, or their political persuasion. You're talking about just the way someone looks, and you think it's fair game to make a joke out of it and say, yeah, isn't it funny? Let's laugh at the fat people. And you don't know the effect it has on
people. Can I just ask the question? Does it not bear relevance here that that if we look at the community that we serve, the 113,000 members that we have across our 90 clubs, we have a large proportion of them that are the very people that you're trying to defend, who use our clubs and refer their friends to do the same. Now, we have many adverts that are irreverent. We run one that has a picture of a donkey that says, get off your ass. We have another one that says, if you're tired of being fat and ugly, why not be just ugly with energy? Now, we're not seriously saying that we're just looking to attract ugly people. I wouldn't consider myself an oil painting myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're simply trying to reach out to people on a human level that's humorous.
Okay, just bear with me a second, because I want to let David in on this. David from Warringstown. David, go ahead. What do you make of this particular billboard?
How are you doing, Andy? I think it's only a bit of lighthearted fun. I wouldn't be a small person myself. I wouldn't be greatly overweight, but I'm overweight. I can laugh at myself. You know what I mean? When we lose the ability to laugh at ourselves, I think we've lost the plot. I'm actually surprised that Emma Wolf has actually taken the part of this billboard, because she's usually very dismissive of everything else.
Mm-hmm. But David, I'll tell you why. Because I've spent the last 10 years being called skinny, and I think it's thin people a fair game. So I don't see why if we're going to refer to other people's size, there is absolutely nothing wrong with using the medical term fat. That's what it is. And I don't like Catherine's banning of certain words.
I want to hear from David. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I will agree with you on that point. But there's one other point I'd like to raise. This is a Tuesday morning. Stephen Nolan's not back to Thursday. Why is this story not been run on a Thursday morning? But Stephen is a rather large, portly person himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if a family of aliens were going to abduct him, or abduct somebody, that would be a prime candidate. You know, so why is the story been run today, Andy?
Well, we're going to hold off till Stephen comes back again. Perhaps he's going to have a view or two himself on it. I wouldn't be surprised if he returns that, and you may well get popular support for that suggestion, David, as well. You say you don't have a problem, you're a wee bit overweight yourself, but do you not see how others out there might have a problem? Indeed, the parents of children who are overweight, whenever they see this term being used, whenever they see people picking up on this particular point to try and get more people into their gym.
Well, Andy, I find that I'm overweight because I eat too much and eat some of the wrong foods, and I don't take enough exercise. And if I were to watch my dad, were to exercise a little more and to exercise a wee bit of self-control, I probably would be maybe a size or two less. It wouldn't be a 36 or in the middle, maybe be 34 or 32. But a lot of people who are overweight, it's their lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle choice. And anybody who says anything different is... Well, they're kidding themselves, really.
Mm-hmm. Catherine?
So nice to hear some honesty.
I would say to you that the fitness company is saying that somehow coming stage MS prescription for losing weight. It's not, actually. Fitness will lose a percentage of weight, sure, but it doesn't actually get you thin. And this is another misnomer about the fitness industry. Fitness should be about health, not about what body size you are. And health comes in all shapes and sizes. So equating thinness with health or thinness with fitness, I think, is a really also another dangerous precept. So I really think this gym needs to think about what they're doing. I mean, clearly this man is coming on and saying the name of his gym repeatedly over and over again and talking about the demographics of his business. Come on, you know, if we're going to discuss this, let's discuss this in a rational manner that doesn't include promoting someone's business, which is what he's all about. But he can't escape the fact that in 2008... he knows what he did over in San Francisco. He's just lifted it and repeated it. And that has to be the key factor in his decision to use this billboard, is he knows he's just getting publicity. He doesn't care how.
Is that the case, Jan? Have you lifted this from somewhere else?
Two questions there. First of all, I'd like to agree with the first point, which is absolutely this isn't about being thin. In fact, UK Active recently made the point that many people are fat but fit. And we have many, many people are very healthy, but are not what we would consider to be thin. We could have run an advert that said the aliens are coming, and when they come, they're going to take the people with medically different BMIs to other people, but it wouldn't have worked very well for an advert. And I don't know if this point has been made, but I'll make it now. The point of advertisement is to get people to react to it. It appears to have worked very well. And if
but should you offend people? Should you offend people in the process? That's what we're talking about this morning.
I'm being told by all of the polls that 80% of the people that have seen it have found it humorous and it's lightened their day. And
what
if people are
polls?
Offended, I will say the same thing as I've said to the anti-bullying campaigner in Derbyshire. I've offered to donate a significant amount of some to her charity and also invite the young people she works with into our club. We'd be happy to help them with their self-esteem.
And what about the point
exercise is one of the best things they can do.
What about the point that Catherine makes, that this was tried in the States, got the same reaction over there, and you're simply lifting it and taking it across the Atlantic?
We have several campaigns that we run, the energy campaigns, and several that have been run by agencies around the world. This happens to be one that's tried and tested. We also run, as I said, several other campaigns of a similar ilk that are completely unique to energy. And each time they get this kind of reaction.
So you say this has been a successful campaign. Has it been successful because you've got lots of free publicity, or has it been successful because more people have joined your gym?
Both.
Nonsense. It's just publicity, and I don't think you should get a publicity point, score points by offending people. There's plenty of things you could have put on that billboard, humorous or not humorous. There's so many ways of advertising. And I'm a fitness fan. Hang on a second, will you stop interrupting me?
Hold on, Jan. Let Catherine have her say first, and we'll come back to you.
Really, interrupting is not. It shows just exactly what you're about, really. You don't care about being offensive. That's offensive to interrupt. Anyway, there's plenty of things you could have put up. There's so many important things you can put up to say, you know, fitness is an incredibly important part of people's lives. You need to get in there and get people up there, but that doesn't do it. Why would I come to your gym as a fat person when I know that you put jokes about me on the outside? Why would I come there? It's a nonsense. You're excluding us.
What you have to do is speak to many of our members that are of larger size and seem to enjoy the environment.
Okay. Let's hear what Robert has to say. Robert, go ahead.
Good morning, Edna. I would say the promoters of this disgraceful poster are very insulting. And my point is, as they're talking about obesity, the only thing they want obese is their bank accounts very obese.
You can talk to the promoter, Jan, directly. He's listening to you. You don't have to talk to me. You can talk to him directly. Tell him what you think.
Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
No harm to you. Point to point, straight to straight. You are a very greedy individual, and your promotion of that poster, your strategy is to increase and obese your bank account and along with your fellow travellers. I find that very highly insulting. I personally, and not advice to anybody, as we speak, I walk the streets 2 hours, 7 mornings a week, and I would advise anybody, for this disgraceful poster, stay away from his gyms.
Jan?
Sure. I thank you for the comment.
You're very welcome.
As you know and you've heard, I disagree. I'm also somebody that carries more weight than I really like to. I've struggled with my weight all my life. And I find the advertising techniques that we use to be humorous, funny and engaging, and many people seem to agree with me. And if what you're saying is that it's greedy to have an advertising campaign that works, engages more people, and gets more people to join, then I find that very difficult to reconcile. I believe that the art of advertising is to speak about your product and get more people to engage with it.
Yeah, but surely there should be some standards there, Jan. That's what people are saying this morning. There should be some standards that you adhere to, and you should not offend people.
The standards are set by the ASA, and the ASA set the standards in order that people can be protected. The ASA have been asked to look at this, and they have, and we have made it very quite clear. We do not have aliens in our club. It's a joke. Nobody is going to be taken away, and we do not have any problem whatsoever with people of larger size.
So who has called in the authorities to look at this ad then? Who has called in the authorities to look at it? You say it's been looked at right now. Who's called them in?
The original complaint from the Bullying Association in Derbyshire originally talked to the ASA, and the ASA have come back.
And what have they said?
They've made it quite clear that there's nothing that has been printed on our advert that they can act upon, for simple reason that there's nothing that has caused...
And that's not quite true. As far as I understand, the ASA has actually not made a judgment yet about this poster. They're still inviting criticism or inviting people to comment on this poster. It's not actually been judged yet. So that's nonsense. I don't like this whole thing, because what you're trying to say is you're squeaky clean, you didn't mean anything, and the truth is you know exactly what you're doing.
I'm reading straight
from the
Daily
Mail yesterday. And it is bullying.
Okay.
It's not bullying. It's using the word fat. Why does Catherine and so many people have such a problem? Why are we not allowed to use terms anymore?
Because
why are we not allowed to
be offensive to a lot of people? The same reason why we don't use the word Mongol anymore.
No.
I mean, we don't say Mongol.
Hold on. If everybody talks, nobody gets heard. Emma, people might think it's using this term is offensive. That's the point that Catherine's making. And if you're not overweight, you're not going to be offended by it.
But simply using the word fat, which is a medical description of the fatty tissue around our bodies, that is offensive. Is that what you're saying? Because you know what? We have an obesity crisis, as Jan pointed out.
Okay. Let me hear from Barbara. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hello. I'm not fat. I'm just under height. I think I'm the perfect weight for somebody that's 12 foot tall. I'm not in the least wee bit offended by what this guy has done. I think he's a genius. He's an advertising genius, and if what he's doing gets the end result and gets people into his gym, brilliant, good on him. To be honest with you, I'm just sick of listening to that woman's voice, the one that's offended just for the sake of being offended by something that hasn't offended.
Catherine, you're talking about.
I don't know what her name is, the offended one. You know, he always finds it so offensive that somebody has come up with a genius advertising tactic. Which, to my mind, if I lived in Derbyshire, I'd be looking at that and thinking, I'm going to go to his gym just for the crack, because it's obviously going to be good fun while I'm there because I've got a sense of humour.
Barbara, let me just point something out to Barbara. It's worth pointing out that it's not just Catherine's complaint. There have been other complaints made to the advertising standards. So there have been complaints about this ad, and people do feel offended by it. So we can't escape that fact.
But the advertising standards have quite rightly said there's nothing offensive in it, because I don't find it offensive in the least. And you know, I'm one of those people that should be offended by it, by according to Catherine, you know.
If you had a child...
Make 2 points there, please, very, very quickly.
Just briefly.
In order to get balance, you've just said that many people have complained. There are something like 15 polls on the internet now around this advert, and every one of those polls has over 80% who believe it's just harmless fun.
And who's carried out these polls? That's the difficulty for us, because people can pull statistics out of the sky.
Telegraph and the Right Stuff on national TV.
And how many people were polled?
80% of them were not offended. But my second point, I'd just like to say thank you to your listener there who's just fixed the campaign problem. From here on in, we could say the aliens have landed, and when they come, they're going to take the under-tall people first. Maybe that will
Yeah.
Can I come back to that one?
Yes, Catherine, you can, yeah.
Can I just put out one statistic, which will just maybe help you to put this in proportion? Every year in the UK, 270 children around the age of 11 and under commit suicide. And the trail they leave after they go, and this is actually successful, not even attempts, they don't measure the attempts, this is successful suicide. And the trail they leave is 99% of it is to do with peer bullying about their appearance. They're too ugly, they're too fat, even if they're not even fat. They leave a trail of misery about how people are bullied about their appearance, whether they're too short, they've got a big nose, all the different things that we worry about as people about our appearance. My whole point, my whole reason I do this is because it's important that we are not judged by our appearance as much as we are at the moment, and that these kids can get a fair chance and to be able to express themselves and to perhaps get out of this awful loop where every single day of their life is so damn miserable from being bullied about what they look like that they feel that they have to take their own lives. Now, this is serious stuff. So why is your light-hearted nonsense can carry on your polls and get your staff to vote in those polls as much as you like.
Okay.
You cannot take away from that statistic, and you cannot take away from what's happening to our younger children as they live with this problem.
Catherine, thank you very much. Thank you, Jan, and thank you as well, Emma Wolf, and thank you indeed to all the many callers who contacted the programme this morning.